Denver, Houston, over.
Hello, Houston, Endeavor.
Okay, Endeavor, we've got a couple of long sort of dissertations to read to you. One dissertation and two questions. So if you've got a minute, let me know, and I'll talk to you between bites of your supper.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it says here, we've observed the use of P-30 for long periods of time, and this appears to be degrading the P-20 attitude calculations during narrow deadband camera activity. And this is causing a slight increase in RCS usage. If you want to use P-30, they're recommending you follow the following procedures. And you won't be doing any of it tonight, obviously, and I think we'll come up and let you copy them down tomorrow. This is just, I guess, to acquaint you with the problem and let you think about it tonight while you're sleeping. The procedures we're recommending when you use P-30 are as follows. One, reselect P-20, that is release P-30 once every 30 minutes and allow the computer to integrate its state vector forward, which is about a 30-second daily. And then number two, do not input a peak time of more than 30 minutes into the future while you're in narrow deadband. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay. As I say, we'll come back up and let you copy down some of those specific words again tomorrow before you get involved. The second long one concerns clarification of the mass spec behavior when it filed up about 12 hours ago, and they're asking us to ask you the following questions to try and clarify what was going on. First of all, was the talkback ever one-half barbapole during the extend while attempting to recycle for retraction? Over.
The answer to that one is no.
Okay. Two. Was the barbapole indication a half or between a half and three quarters of full during retract?
Don't know how to answer that one, Bob, because the barbapole itself, if you get a full barbapole, you only get about two-thirds.
Okay, understand. Did the talkback change state after approximately...
And I was getting about half of that.
Okay, you're getting about half of the normal two-thirds.
That's correct.
Okay, third question. Did the talkback change state after approximately 3 minutes, or was it a half barbapole all the time during the retraction?
Well, I can't answer that one specifically since I didn't sit there and watch the barbapole all the time.
Okay.
However, I did, when I went back to the mass spec to cycle the thing, to deploy and retract, to see if there was any possibility of the cabling out there getting kinked, that was when I noticed that it went to half barbapole on the retract side.
Okay, copy that. And did you talk the back, did you ever tap the barbapole when it was half barbapole?
I'm sorry, say again.
Did you ever tap the talkback to see if you could make it flip over?
I noticed a couple of times when I went to retract, the barbapole would go, it would go full barbapole, and then very slowly slip down to about half barbapole and stay there.
Okay, but did you tap the talkback at any time? Tap.
Oh, did I tap it? Negative, negative.
Okay. And during the recycling of the switch, can you estimate the maximum time you were in the extend position?
Maximum time I was in the extend position during the retract cycle?
Alan, what's wanted is the total of cumulative time that you went back to the extend position and back and forth while you were trying to recycle it in order to free it. In other words, if you went back to 30 seconds and then to retract and then back to extend to 40 seconds, et cetera, what was the total accumulated time or an estimate thereof that you were in the extend position?
Okay, Bob Adick, I would estimate that I was in the extend position a total of about 15 seconds.
Okay, and what was the longest single time?
Oh, probably 4 seconds.
Okay, a couple of other small ones, Al. Reminding you that we're deleting the cabin pump-up from the pre-sleep checklist. And reminder, when we get to the pre-sleep checklist and the crew status, would you please remember to give us the PRDs? We just didn't get that from the crew on the ground, and the surgeons will be very anxious to get yours at least. And we also, I guess, are due some P-52 torquing angles.
Okay, he wants my PRD, even though it's the one that's not working, huh?
Well, anything's better than nothing.
I guess you're right. Here's some torquing angles for you, Bob. Use stars 41 and 43. Down 05 was plus 4 balls 1. Down 93 was plus 00028. Minus 00031. Plus all zeros. And that was torqued out at 152.4600.
Roger, copy 01-28. 3-1, all balls, 1-5-2-4-6-0-0.
And I've got a film update for you there, Bob, to give to Spencer.
Go ahead.
Okay, the magazines used today and the exposures, these are total frame readings, too. Magazine Q is reading 3-1. Magazine F is reading 1-1-1. Magazine T is 3-7, and that one's been changed out for uniform, for you, uniform. And uniform's now reading 3-1.
Roger, copy, Al.